Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. R. Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Thank you. Yes.
Despite the fact of how the devil is trying to get on my nerves.
Yes.
I got too much to be thankful for.
Amen, amen.
To let minor stuff.
That's right.
Bother me.
That's right.
It's just good to be here.
Yes, Lord.
In spite of God's goodness, in spite of how I feel, it's just good to be in God's house.
Yes.
Be in God's presence. One more time. Old people used to sing a song. I was growing up in the great city of Faraday,
right.
Louisiana.
Right.
They said it may be my last time, but I don't know.
All right.
And I just hate for it to be my last time. And I'm playing. Well, I'm doing something else other than what God has called me to do.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just happened today.
Amen.
Grateful. Thankful. So glad to have my sons at home.
Amen.
Amen.
All my children under one roof.
All right.
Babies and grandbabies. Can't do nothing but spoil them. Give them back to their parents.
That's right. Amen.
Let them know real quick, you don't belong to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So thankful for all of our visitors.
Amen.
From the great city of New Orleans.
Right.
All the way down here to Leesville, Louisiana.
Amen.
Amen. So glad to have you. Amen. That's my granddaughter there.
Amen.
She's been my granddaughter for a long, long, long time. Yeah. And I like her smile. Yeah, I do. And I sure want to see that smile stay on her face.
That's right.
All right.
Wow. I thought her grandpa was the only one made her smile like that. Now you come along and you just mess my world up, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But we're not going to keep you long today.
Right.
There's so much happening in our world.
Yes, it is.
Today we want to focus on evangelism.
Right.
And our need to witness and our need to be a witness. Amen.
Amen.
We just don't want to get people to come into church.
That's right, that's right.
But how many know we need to work hard to get people saved?
That's it, that's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And don't fool yourself, new bird. By numbers.
That's right.
The devil will deceive you. And I want you to know you are a blessing. And God is using you in ways you can't even imagine.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because your voice is going out far from you. But for those of you that have your Bibles, how many come forward?
Amen. Amen.
Go with me for a few minutes to the book of Luke, the 16th chapter. And as I say, we want to focus on evangelism. Evangelism and our need to be a witness. Ye are the salt of the earth. Amen. And if the salt loses its ability to do that which it was created for.
Yes, yes.
Sister Johnson, what good is it?
That's right.
But to be cast out,
trodden
under the foot of men.
That's right.
You are. That's what he said. Somebody say me.
Me.
You are the salt of the earth.
That's right.
And how did you get that way? Because God created you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You didn't get that way by yourself. But God did something in you.
Yes.
And how many know God? God wants to do something in you.
All right.
And he can't do nothing really through you until you allow him to do something
in you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He wants to do some work on the inside.
All right.
And don't fool yourself. We all need some work.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Charles, I ain't standing here like I got it all together. I ain't arrived yet.
Say it.
Amen. There's still some stuff God got to work on.
Say
Amen.
It.
On me. Amen. But that does not give me a right. I wish I had a right.
Yes.
Tell somebody that don't give you a right.
Give me a right.
To just live any kind of way. You got to learn to live and have a discipline.
Amen.
That's right.
And in that way, you can fulfill God's will and fulfill God's purpose.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen. That way you can be what Saul supposed to be.
Come on. Amen.
And I wish I had time to get into all that. Brother Johnson, you know, Saul preserved.
That's right.
Amen. Saul is that substance that keep meat.
Yes, sir.
Amen. From spoiling.
Yes, sir. Salt.
Hey, that's what salt is.
Salt.
It's good flavor.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't like no bland food.
That's right.
Don't like that bland stuff. Amen. Give me something that got a little flake.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. It's a reason God ain't destroyed this world yet.
That's right.
Because there's still some people here. Amen. May not look like many.
Come on.
Thank God for a remnant.
Remnant, brother. Remnant.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Amen. Might be that one person in the house that keep the family from being destroyed. Might be just that one that's holding the family together. You are the salt